7:45, 66 degrees in West Bend, fair sky, and we are joined on the phone, as we often are on this time on a Wednesday morning, by Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how's your garden?
Well, you know, it's pretty weedy right now, a little bit neglected.
Uh-oh.
But I'm kind of hoping I can still salvage some of the parsnips and lettuce and whatnot. It got to be kind of a busy summer for me, so
yeah,
got away from me a little bit. Plus, it keeps raining this summer.
Right, right. I'm going to be pulling my first tomato off today.
Oh, nice!
So I'm kind of excited about that.
Well, I'm very excited because it's the beginning of what I call free zucchini season. I don't plant zucchini because everybody gives me zucchini. So.
See, I'm not a big zucchini fan. I'm just really not. But
the trick is to bake it into cake.
Well, they see there you go. Once you can make it to something that doesn't even resemble zucchini anymore, you're better off, right? So, all right. So this is kind of a sort of a little transitional kind of period at the library, huh?
Yeah, today is Friday was the last day for adult summer reading, and today's the last day to turn in your reading records to get prizes for the children's and teen summer reading program, because tomorrow is our finale picnic, so you got to get all your votes in for the stunts and your entries for the grand prize drawing, all that kind of stuff. Got to get that taken care of today.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the finale picnic. Sounds like a fun time.
It really should be. We're going to be out in back behind the library in Patrons Park starting at 6 o'clock, and we encourage you to bring a picnic dinner. So bring your picnic, bring your chairs and blankets, bring the whole family. We'll be on the Patrons Park lawn starting at 6. We'll have some outdoor games. You'll have the opportunity to eat your dinner, and then the show starts at 6:30. So the show is Miller and Mike. River Shores Chiropractic has brought them back to town. These two are really one of a kind. They're absolutely hilarious. They're a comedy duo, and they're actually both former clowns. So they both used to work for Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey.
Awesome.
Which is pretty unique experience. They're pretty funny guys. And at the end of the performance, Terica and I will announce the stunt that won the most votes. So you'll get to see if we do the chicken dance, if we have to dress like bananas, or if we have to kiss a goat. So you'll have to stop by tomorrow night and find out what the final vote tally was.
That sounds like
fun.
See
what we have to do.
I have a friend who actually is a former, she and her husband were both former Ringling Brothers clowns, and they also were clowns at Circus World in Baraboo.
Oh, wow.
For a while.
So fun.
Yeah. She actually is head of the Boys and Girls Club over in Baraboo these days, which I suppose is probably good training for that when you get right down to it.
I believe that, yeah.
So, Needles in the Book Stacks coming up on Monday.
Yeah, Monday night at 6:30. If you or someone you know is into knitting or crochet, we've got embroidery. We've got a couple who come in and weave. So we do all kinds of fiber arts here at the library the first and third Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If you've been crafting a while, it's always nice to come by, meet other crafters, share your wisdom. And if you're new to the fiber game, you can stop in and ask everybody else for help, which is what I would be doing. So all ages and experience levels are welcome at Needles in the Book Stack, so you can bring your friends, your parents, and even your kids.
All right, and we want to give people advance warning for this next event because it requires some preparation. You've got Edible Book Festival.
It's one of my favorite events all year. It's really cool to see what people come up with. So the Edible Book Festival is happening on August 10th, and it's a little bit different, so I want to explain how it works. Participants create an edible book at home. You fill out an entry form, you say, hey, yeah, I'm going to bring an edible book on the 10th, and you make it at home. So I have a theory about some elaborate cookie decorating I might attempt. So creations can be inspired by a book, they can involve a pun on a famous book title, or just be some food in the shape of a book. And there's some really, really awesome edible books available online if you're looking for inspiration. I saw a really funny one. It looked like two dice under a couch that they'd made out of, you know, cake or something, and it was Paradise Lost.
Oh.
Was the book set. Yeah. So I love puns and food, so this is always a good event for me. It's really cool. Anyone can participate, young or old. The registration forms are here at the library, or you can download them from our website. And if you don't want to make an entry, that is totally fine. You can still stop by and vote for your favorite creation between 5:30 and 6:30 p.m. on August 10th, which is a Thursday.
And do people actually eat these when they're done? Is that part of the contest here, or are they just basically display only?
They're basically display only. We have we did have a library staff member who made some really creative books out of graham crackers and some filling. So those were edible, and she let us eat those last
gotcha.
Year, which
but,
I'm a fan.
But most of it is display. Gotcha. I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Family scavenger hunt wrapped up?
It is, and there were some really, really impressive creations in there. We have a very creative city, I would say.
Okay.
All the entries were really, really fascinating. Looked like a lot of fun. I hope I had a lot of fun putting it together and going through everyone's entries, so I hope they had as much fun finding all the things and turning them in. We've got a whole photo album on our Facebook page of all of our summer reading pictures, and in there are some of the highlights from the family scavenger hunt. So
okay.
It's always a good time. We had 10 winners this year.
Oh, cool. And so summer reading for children and teens is wrapped up, but the August reading program is underway.
It is. We started yesterday. It's really easy. You just read 10 hours in August, and then you bring your reading log in. You get a scratch-off ticket, essentially, and a little scratch-off thing. You scratch it off. You see what you win. We've got some coupons to local restaurants, some Quick Trip pizza, some other kinds of, brewers, bobbleheads, that kind of thing. So we have all kinds of really cool prizes and reading records. I mean, it's just 10 hours. You just pick one up at the library, or you can download a record off our website.
Gotcha.
If you want to get started on that.
Gotcha. And if people are doing back-to-school shopping for kids, and I mentioned earlier, I was in a large retail store Saturday, and I was amazed at how many people were already there buying school supplies. But if people are buying school supplies, they can maybe help out the library along the way?
They sure can. Now, buying school supplies, I'm not that surprised that people are doing it already, because it's my favorite thing to do. It was always my favorite part of back to school, was going shopping and getting everything covered in glitter that I could. So if you are going back to school shopping, if you're finding a good deal, you think, gee, I can throw an extra glue stick in here, we'd really appreciate if you would donate to our 2017 supply drive. We go through hundreds of glue sticks, especially markers, too. Markers are a really big thing that we go through every year with story time. At the desks, we try to keep the reference desk and the information desk supplied with tissues and hand sanitizer. We go through those like crazy, especially in the winter. So
okay.
We try to stock up so our stores don't get too depleted. So if you think of us while you're out school back to school shopping, we'd really appreciate any donation you would care to make. We do have a wish list. It's available on our website and on Facebook. And we really appreciate your continued support. You guys are great.
So. All right. Well, let's talk about library hours.
Well, the library is open Monday through Thursday. We open at 9 and we close at 9. We're also open on Fridays from 9 until 6 and Saturdays from 9 until 1. If you have any questions about anything I've talked about today, you can always visit our Facebook page. We're pretty responsive on there. You can visit our website, which is west-bendlibrary.org. And if you don't want to mess around searching for the information you want, you can always give us a call directly. The number is 262-335-5151.
All right, sounds good. And we will also, if I remember, put this up as a podcast later on this morning at WIBDWestBend.com. Sometimes I remember, sometimes it's Thursday, and I go, oh, I don't think I did that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
Stuff happens, but I definitely enjoyed listening to Brad
put that up so you could hear what he sounded like, huh? So, all right, well, hey, have a great day. Stay dry on your way home this afternoon. Might have some showers popping up. And so we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Hannah from the West Bend Public Library Community Conversation, like we have every Wednesday morning, about things going on at the library and things in general. You know how that goes. We will get to, let's see.